What is the main focus of the UN Decade of Ocean Science for Sustainable Development?
So this is a decade for United Nations. It means that it's a critical program of United Nations to engage ocean science towards all 17 goals of sustainable development, achieving these goals. And people probably don't realize how science intensive these goals are. Sea level rise is a huge scientific complexity. For example, if water melt, the sea ice melts near Antarctica, it's not near Antarctica that the sea level rise will grow. It will actually fall there and will be rising elsewhere. So, and such examples are multiple. So we have to engage the whole power of science to deliver data, and data that would be more authoritative, very useful, open, and on the basis of this data, increase transparency in how we take decisions about the ocean. And basically, ocean is sick now, and the decade should engage the whole power of science and observations towards creating motivation for action and turning ocean also into something that is managed. Because now we just pollute the ocean, kill the ocean by basically injecting carbon in it. But the ocean needs to be managed, and there are also scientifically sound ways of managing the ocean, like coastal zone management, maritime special planning, establishment of scientifically effective, clearly acting marine protected areas. So we have to consolidate the whole thing so it just acts together in a coherent way, in a coordinated way, and this is not the case now. Science of the ocean is becoming existentially important, and we need to mainstream the science and organize it in such a way that it really delivers. That's the point of the decade.
So more scientific data and understanding is critical in reversing the ocean's decline. Why is it so important, and who are the stakeholders who need to take the most action?
So regarding the data, of course, we have already a plethora of data about the ocean. I have worked with data all my life, and I remember a situation, satellite observation, when only less than 10% of satellite observations were used. So we really need to change how we deal with the data. The data needs to be open because, you know, for example, in the coastal zones, there is not enough data exchange. We are not aware of what is happening in the area that we are polluting the most. And this is actually one of the reasons for withholding the data. But also there are data that are coming just to be stored and preserved. We need to also change the paradigm of how we use the data. From the data, we need to create information, and there are scientifically sound ways of doing so. The information will be a totally different generation, describing the past, the current, the future state of the ocean. And of course, these are going to be terabytes of data. There's going to be petabytes of data, if you know what this petabyte means. It's just a 10 and 15 order of magnitude volume of data. We have to be able to manage the data and extract from the data that information that is useful for decision making. This is possible. This is also a scientifically intensive task. So we are going to change the way how data is collected, exchanged, what is produced from this data. And this will make the whole world much more transparent. Because if we have the data that objectively describes what is happening in the ocean, if we have a decision and then see what happens because of certain of that decision through data, then the paradigm is changing. The data is now helping us to manage the ocean in a more objective and transparent way. That's what the world needs.
So the decade will help us to deliver the ocean we need for the future we want. What is the best case scenario for 2030?
Great question, because actually this is a dream, and this is a dream of a scientist. Scientists, you know, sometimes they live in their ivory castles and they don't care about what's happening around. But oceanography is a different science, the science of survival, the science that's of existential importance. So I hope that by the even probably before 2030, we will have a system. We will turn oceanography from a science that is based on curiosity and the sense of discovery, despite they are wonderful things, into a system that is supported by the governments, that is recognized by people, that is benefiting and also the private sector. So we work together with ocean economy, turning it to sustainable ocean economy. So we'll just have order in the ocean that is based on science, and there will be also a huge political and ethical dimension, because ocean is beautiful, it attracts people, and we will manage the most important ecosystem on the planet in scientifically sound way, and you know, in such way that will help us to live longer and healthier lives, and this also for the ocean as well.
So what can people do across the globe to help the oceans?
So of course there are multiple things. Climate, we need to think about how we affect climate, and ocean is going because of the continuous warming, continuous absorption of carbon dioxide. It's going to be warmer and also more acidic or less alkaline. So, and because of that, the ability of ocean to absorb carbon will reduce. So we need to really think about climate, global warming, and try to reduce emissions. So, but this is not for an ordinary person on the street, this is for the government. But ordinary persons, you know, they have to be cognizant of this. And because of that, we develop the notion of kind of ocean literacy, trying to break the emotional deficit when it comes to the ocean. People will be better, they will be more kinder to the ocean, to themselves. But in principle, what is happening also in this particular building of United Nations, I was really pleased to see approaching the gate, there is a slogan there, no more single-use plastic in headquarters. So it took probably a year, and I came to several previous meetings, always these little bottles, you know, they no longer exist here. So that's because things happen. And things like this, they have to multiply and take us to a better world.